It's been a minute since I've done a pervy rambling, and I'm sorry about that. I just, you know me, I'm a busy bee, if you will. Something really made me think I need to do a pervy ramble on this. I had shared it when I was doing a live recording, and I'm like, why haven't I ever shared this? I mean, this is great content, if you will, of my past, like, pervy experiences in real life. So if you've listened to these before, you do know that I had a boyfriend that really kind of opened my mind to being truly pervy. I feel like it has always been there, but I know you guys know what that is. Like, it doesn't truly unlock until you hear something or see something or whatever. So, you know, but my ex and I would often play with him just not really role-playing as my father, but, you know, us just dirty talking while we would be touching each other, talking about, you know, what would have happened if my dad would have molested and or raped my little underage body. So then that graduated into me getting my phone, and I'd just Google, what words I was using, but, you know, I would just go to Google Images and look at pictures of girls in bikinis, little girls, like, you know, for swimming suit catalogs or whatever. And I would jerk them off. So we did that for a while, and it was very fun. And then one day, I couldn't get it out of my mind. So I, you know, we did our usual Google image search. And when I got him nice and hard and teased, I said, you know, I have an idea. I have this picture of me and my sister in a bathtub, and I want you to come to that image. And of course, he was just like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally sure. So, like, I still stand by this. I don't think it's wrong, because it's a picture of me, right? It's a picture of literal me as a child. So, I was probably 6 years old, and I'm standing up in the bathtub, and my sister's in there too. She's 3 years younger than me. And we have some kind of like foam, not foam, but like shaving cream maybe. And it's covering our whole upper body. Like, we were just like rubbing it in. And then there's this very, you know, clear view of our little pussies all bare. Because you can tell we didn't cover that up with the shaving cream or whatever it was. And yeah, he came. He came to that, and it was so fucking hot. And I remember us saying, like, God, you know what's so hot is that, you know, I wonder if my dad took this picture. And I wonder if he's done the same thing. Like, I don't know, maybe he was watching us rub our little bodies with that shaving cream, and he thought, I gotta take a picture of this. My wife won't think anything. You know, it's just a picture of my kids in the bathtub. And, ugh, yeah, it was hot. And, of course, we had to go even further than that. So I looked within all the baby pictures I have, and I had this one picture where I'm probably like two or three. Definitely not three. I'd say around two for sure. And I'm at the beach, and I'm completely naked, you know, and I might even be one to be honest, because I'm definitely a baby, a toddler. And I made him come to that too. My little body, my little toddler body, all naked on the beach. So, yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I can't believe I've never told you guys about that. My memory is kind of shit sometimes. So, yeah, I definitely wish I could do the same with you guys. I'd love for you to come to my tiny little body because I'm consenting to you coming to it, right? I mean, there's no victim there. I want you to come to my underage nude body. I had the cutest little pussy for sure. I just wish I knew what it felt like. I wish I could remember that, but yeah, so there's that. And I wanted to bring up, if you're in the bedroom, the Telegram bedroom, I mentioned how, what did I say? Oh, I just put a picture of this dildo I creamed all over after I came. And it was in the middle of the day, and it's very rare. It's very, very rare when something turns me on so much that once I get done with it, I have to go masturbate. I usually just hold on to that all day. It works for me to stay aroused, right? So I did the part two of the Underground Mommies Club and just talking about that filthy fucking shit like that was coming out of my mouth. I was so fucking turned on. And I understand myself now, you know, Underground Mommy Club was very arousing for me to create, not because I have this instinct to snuff out little children. Like, I have no want to do that. That doesn't like turn me on. What turns me on is being pushed to that level where I'm talking about that. Like, say, having those things come out of my mouth. And when I do these audios as well, I really become the person in a way. And so I felt like I really had become this, you know, woman that filmed herself raping and snuffing little babies and toddlers. And, you know, even now, just saying it right now, I get this delightful, like, burn between my legs, like a little tingle, if you will, because it's just so thrilling. I am such a taboo lover, and I prove it to myself every single day. So part two was particularly hot because, you know, the first one I was just kind of talking, right, like a confessional style. And then part two, it was, you know, in the moment when I was supposedly making these films and, you know, raping my sister with her dead baby's corpse. And I mean, even just saying what I just said, like the actual thought of doing that is not arousing to me. It's just saying them. It fucking turns me on. Watch, I'm gonna have to go masturbate after this. But yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I kind of teased that something made me want to come, and I did come, and that was it. It was creating that audio, turning myself on, which that happens all day. I do turn myself on because I am very much into this shit. Like, I'm just as perverted as you guys. I think sometimes mine comes from a different place, right? Because, well, I'm a woman, you know, and we're just built differently. Our minds work differently. But I'm right there with you guys. Like, I'm all about it. Literally, in the mod little chat area, someone mentioned going to a family reunion. And I told them, I'm like, is it bad that I'm so mindfucked that you say family reunion, and I immediately think, how can I turn that into an audio? Oh, another thing. So I didn't share this because I thought, you know, I don't know if this is a current story or not, but it's fucked up. That's why I didn't share it. I was on TikTok and I came across a TikTok that was a news report from, I can't remember her name. She's a white woman in the U.S. and she talks like with a drawl. And she reports on like true crime, like current true crime stories. Like she's really big on the Casey Anthony story. She always covers like, you know, traumatic events that happen with children. So anyways, there was this TikTok and it was about this man that kidnapped some girl from Roblox. That's how he found her. An 11-year-old girl and a grown man. And the way it was set up at the beginning, I swear to goodness, like, it was like an audio, like a perv humiliation audio. In fact, I'm going to pause this and I'm actually going to play it on this file. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I'm back. So her name is Nancy Gray. So here's the report, okay? It won't be long.
A little girl, just 11 years old, just turned 11, kidnapped by a grown man she meets online playing Roblox. My son plays Roblox. All over the world, tweens and teens play Roblox. How in the hay did he get his mitts on an 11-year-old girl? A grown man. Number one, what is he doing playing Roblox? Shouldn't he have a job? But number two, is he chatting this little girl up online and luring her? Well, it worked because he kidnapped her. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here on Crime Stories and on SiriusXM.
Okay, so that's it. So there are times when I see current events, you know, like news stories and articles, and they'll start giving literal trigger words I use in audios, like when she said tweens and teens, and then when she said 11-year-old girl and a grown adult man. How many times have you heard me say that? And I didn't look up if it was current. And if it is current, I hope she's okay. And I hope that like never happened to her. Obviously. However, that doesn't stop us from getting a little thrill, especially, and I think that's what it is. It's a thrill hearing those trigger words publicly, because I know you guys are like me. You don't want anything to happen to anyone. So it's not like you are fetishizing the actual act. I think it's fetishizing these reports. And it's just kind of thrilling to read something that's in the news and you're like, oh my God, this is chock full of trigger words. I'm a sick fuck. You know, I think that's what it is. So, you know, don't worry there. You're in good company if you're like me. I quite enjoy looking at news events that tickle my perv fancy, if you will. That's why I love SVU. I mean, Law and Order SVU can be like trigger word central. They throw pedophile around like it's candy. But yeah. So I'll wrap it up there with my crazy, pervy ramblings. I'm going to start trying to do these every week. Hopefully I stick to my plan because I do love I do enjoy providing these to you. And also, it turns me on to share my filthy fucking head. All right, until next time. Bye-bye.